Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Ron Paul's campaign, chief campaign advisor, the policy advisor, on the broadcast in the last 20 minutes or so today. Bob Chapman will be joining us. I know we got a load of phone lines, and I've really just been spinning out and ranting because it's so obviously corrupt and evil what we're facing. We are still a really great country in so many ways. And I just can't believe what we've turned into. It makes me actually become flummoxed. When I think about this and really accept and grieve, it's in between crying and getting dizzy. I know why people faint sometimes. It's the realization. Look, you can't just go through life while a bunch of psycho demons that are kidnapping kids and blowing up buildings and stuff are running your country. I mean, you're supposed to be totally freaked out about it. They're real monsters, but they're humans. I mean, if they had green skin and fangs, could it get people upset and do something about them? In their minds, they're vampires. Sadistic, blood-wallowing, biological android ticks, giant 200-pound self-mobile ticks that blend in with us and are all around us. And spiritually, they are tuned into hell itself. And I can pick up on them. I've got their total mindset, their wavelength down, and I just, man, I'm like, God. My discernment just gets more and more intense by the day. I just start asking, I can't even look at these people anymore. It's not even hatred or disgust anymore. It's just like, ugh. And then I don't even have the capacity to fear them. 15, 16 years ago, I get a death threat, I get a little bit scared. I can't even worry about defending myself. I can't even be scared any time. I have no, it's like I'm losing my basic humanity. I don't even know how to describe it. I just do not like being around these people. All right, let's just go ahead and go to some of your phone calls. We'll get at all the other news. We got a bunch of guests coming up today. Robert in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Merry Christmas. Hey, congratulations on winning those Liberty Awards, you and your crew, and the fine work you did as a filmmaker for the last 17 years. We know you're not in it for the money like some people, like the traders over at the IRN. And I talked to you a couple of times on Dr. Stan, and I brought up the Beyond Treason, and I understand the reasons about that. But every family should watch Beyond Treason, have young people learn to watch or get that video online, Beyond Treason. Another quick point I have to bring Ron Paul ideas for. Of course, you remember the Obama Joker flyer. What if we had Ron Paul wins the presidency? Or so many little different issues. We could do hypothetical ones in the future. Ron Paul can win. Every activist, hand these people out. Because I go to a pub sometime and I tell the guy about Ron Paul. He says, who? Is he one of the main ones? I says, he's the only one. You know, the fluoride heads are so ignorant, but what?
Well, no, you got two different crowds. You got those of us that are awake and getting more awakened and more informed, and you got those that just watch mainstream TV who literally have no idea what planet they're on.
Exactly. But what about that, Alex? Is that a dumb idea? It's not like trying to boycott the gas stations once a year. I think it may have value. If everybody would take these Ron Paul things, like Ron Paul wins the presidency. It's in the time warp, in the future, where Ron Paul defeats Obama.
No, exactly. That's how you counter their thing of ignoring Ron Paul or saying he can't win, as you say Ron Paul has won the presidency. That's a great way. We can even do an article about that and explain how it's counter-propaganda against them. In the next paragraph, show how it's the opposite of the mind game they're playing and kind of show people the trick that way. Great point. As for the money thing, it is good for us to actually be strong, be able to defend ourselves.
The There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And I really do. You know, I do the nightly news most nights, or one of the other reporters does. I do the radio show, I do all these interviews. We're going to be here this Sunday with a special Christmas transmission. And I tend to get negative and angry. I know there's a lot of good people at every level of society, and America is in a lot of trouble, but we're still the best nation on earth. I've been to a lot of other countries. It's just painful to see this globalist, artificial culture being forced into every society and to just see corruption rising and to see people sold on thinking you can't fight it. In my experience, when you fight corruption, it parts like the Red Sea in your own little area. But you've got to fight it. You've got to stand up to it. You've got to walk on faith. I mean, you've got to step forward. You've got to say no. You got to say, hey, threaten to kill me all you want or do whatever it is. I'm not going to live in fear. And that takes the power away from the enemy. Now, I should be calm. I should just steadfastly face this. But I am an angry person. I can't help it, folks. I've always hated bullies. I've always hated people that hurt little animals. I'm a big softy. But in that, I am an extremely aggressive person. And it is torture. It is torture when the families call me every day with their kids being taken. And then I found out it's DynCorp subsidiaries who run open child kidnapping operations worldwide, and it's even in the mainstream news, and they're running the CPS local, and I know they're a bunch of pervs, and I just it is horrible to see the crime continue. And I guess for the rest of the yuppies and everybody, they just go out and have fun and party, and if something happens to them, their friends don't care about them. It's all fake. It's all real shallow. It's not real. And most of these people aren't real friends. They don't really come through. It's like delusional. It's not. I'm going to go to your calls. It's just, I don't even want to say it shook me up yesterday. But I have passed almost emotional or awakening periods in my life. I realize like a spiritual threshold. And previously I'd cross them every 2 or 3 years and would have like this big come to Jesus moment and could really feel it and consciously see the area I'm going into and the responsibilities. And then last night God just showed me so much and I couldn't even talk. And I do not even feel worthy to be here bringing you this information. And it just absolutely brought me to a place I've never been to, where God just really says, you want to see the evil? Here it is. Feel it. And to feel what the children are feeling, God Almighty. Folks, we gotta get good people to stand up against these people. I probably shouldn't even have done this radio show today because I have this disgusted cover for how I just hate the globalists, but it's more than that. And I just get flippant and angry, but it's because deep down, folks, I can see what they're doing, and we have a responsibility to stop these globalists. Where are the men in this country? Where are the men in this world? What the hell have we become? We just offer our children up to the system with the fluoride and the water and the GMO hurting them, and we let fat perverts grab them at the airport to train them for the pedophile government. And we've just got such a sick society. I don't even want to go to calls and everybody will go, oh, Alex, it's all right. This is quite the spectacle. I'll just tell you this, folks, if you're not upset yet, like the bumper sticker says, you're not paying attention. I grieve for where this country's going to go. This country's going to be destroyed. The globalists, if they have their way, are going to kill millions of people. They're going to run the same type of stuff they did in the Soviet Russia when they broke all the Christian farmers and killed them and starved them and stuff. What they're setting up, I've seen the attack profile, we got all the documents. And because we're a decadent nation who's been beguiled and put into a trance, go ahead and get the interview with Fine. I'm going to air that now. Then I'll go to my guest later. It is unspeakably bad what's going to happen, but it's the law of the universe. If we stand by and let third world people be killed and think it's funny and make jokes about it and think it's sexy to torture people and sexy to have no rights or due process and all these soft, cowardly, domesticated people who are just victims of their own, culture, sit there and go, well, I have nothing to hide, so what if they can secretly arrest me? It is unspeakable where we're going to go. Yeah, cut off my intro. We have it right up to Fine. Yeah, this is from the nightly news last night. We'll play this in this segment, go to break, play a little bit more of it. It's like 30 minutes long. It's up at prisonplanet.tv, and it's on the YouTube channel for everybody. I want to come here on the air and give you a heartfelt, true, deep analysis. And what happens is I read all these hundreds of news articles and have all this information and then just get so angry by the time I get on air that most of the time I can't even get to much of it because it's so much crazier than I can even say. And we're so accustomed to putting up with evil now. And I just see men and women who've been made weak and rendered broke back. And I just, and then the evil just runs wild and does whatever it wants. Who will stand up against the wicked ones? Who will stand up for the children? Who will stand up for the innocents and the widows? Who? Where are you? What is wrong with you as men out there, as police? To hear how almost the entire Oklahoma City Department knows the government, the feds blew it up, and they're all scared. What in earth has we turned into? A demonic country. A demonic world. And if you think things are bad now, we're going over the edge into the abyss right now. And all of you trying to take care of yourselves, all of you only worried about your ego and how you look and what's going on, you're afraid of what your neighbors say, don't you get when everybody goes along with the evil thinking they'll be left alone? That's what lets the evil take over. Don't you understand that? Let's go to Ron Paul's chief policy advisor, constitutional lawyer Bruce Fein. Here it is.
Bruce, thanks for joining us from D.C. What should we get into first, the giant police state power grab or Ron Paul's counter to it?
Well, I think we should get into the power grab first because that really transcends any individual candidate. It's something that's going to come to haunt the United States, not only today, but in the future if we survive as a genuine sovereignty that celebrates the Republic. And not only do we have this National Defense Authorization Act that Ron Paul condemned that crowns the military with authority to detain any of us for life in the United States if the president says we're substantially aiding an associated force of the Taliban to attack coalition forces, a totally open-ended standard that now makes all of our liberties at the whim of the president. And then we have this continuity in government revelation that we discussed earlier that suspends democracy, suspends the republic in the event of some so-called emergency that the president declares, or whatever standard of emergency is, and basically pits the government against the people. That's an inversion of what the Constitution is about, which says we the people are sovereign, not the government. The government is the steward of our liberties, not the grantor of our liberties that are unalienable. And we also know from stories recently that we have surveillance drones on the southwest border, the government claiming they can surveil us from the day we step out, the moment we step out of our house until we go back into our bedroom without any probable cause, without any warrant. That's what's being made as a claim in the United States Supreme Court. We're using predator drones to kill people based upon secret evidence and secret law that the president says he can't disclose. There's no post-mortem. There's no way to hold anyone accountable for these assassinations that remind me of the Gulag archipelago of Solzhenitsyn, during the Soviet days. And it never ends. Always more encroachment on liberty. Always more encroachment on privacy and this futile quest for so-called absolute risk-free existence, which is a guarantee of simply detaining and arresting everyone on the theory that we're not all saints. A truly horrifying, development. And the incredible thing is there's so little resistance. Rand Paul voted against these kinds of bills in the Senate, but it's really a handful overall. Only 13 senators out of 100 oppose this tyrannical rule. Ron Paul himself, I think, is the one person standing as a beacon there, recognizing and willing, unlike all the other candidates, to argue against this police state that makes safety as opposed to liberty and freedom the touchstone of the country, even though the safety really is an illusion. Because when you create a belief that all citizens are disloyal, it'll create cynicism and a sense that the government then becomes illegitimate. And the greatest strength any country has is the allegiance and loyalty of its people. That's the greatest strength, and not the weapons, not the guns, things of that sort.
Certainly. I mean, in the last few decades, the military-industrial complex, the big crony capitalist, non-free market megabanks, they've tried to keep the velvet glove on the iron fist, but now because Congress for now, 2 years, has had a 9% approval rating, even liberals, big government people say they fear big government more than the free market and corporations now. So there is an awakening. So I think the system is just dispensing with even the ceremony now. I mean, we were talking about this before we went live here. This was put on the White House website 2 weeks ago. Strategic implementation for plan for empowering local partners to prevent violent extremism in the United States. And it's a federal announcement saying domestic terror is the number one threat, and speech criticizing the government, there's bizarre quotes in here, is aiding terror. And there's a President Obama.
All right, we're
going
to go to break where he and come back with Bruce Fein's answer on the other end. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges. It's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you and
not fueled by that.
I got some oceanfront property.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
Well, CBS News, after a week of trying to imply that Ron Paul wears Hitler underwear and is evil because he comes on this show. Oh, yeah, hundreds of articles a day. Ron Paul's gone up in the polls. And so they're asking the question, Ron Paul, the new Teflon candidate. And that's what they're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to just keep throwing mud, made up garbage, and exaggerated and twisted news. Because they can't beat him in Iowa, because it's an actual real voting system where it's done by hand votes and tallied in front of everybody. Now, when he hits black box New Hampshire, that's going to be a different story. But imagine all of Ron Paul's patriotic, anti-New World Order information is now front and center. Resistance is victory. Here's some more of the Bruce Fine interview. We'll get to more of it, too, towards the end of the next hour after Bob Chapman's on with us. We have another guest coming up right now. Here it is.
It shows that the Constitution has been vandalized by the government, and the government needs to be held accountable. And it turns, I say, the idea of the republic on its head. The glory of a republic is liberty. The individual is the center of our constitutional solar system. In an empire, what we've got today, big government encroaching on all of our liberties is the earmark, and dominion and domination is the so-called glory of an empire. So we're so far away from the Constitution as it was drafted and understood and celebrated 220 years ago, that we might as well be King George III. The President of the United States at present enjoys more authority than King George, who we overthrew because of his tyrannical powers in 1776. That is where we are. The Constitution has been so defaced, it's been so warped to just empower the government to encroach and stamp and destroy our liberties. And now when they're suggesting freedom of speech, the freedom to criticize the government, which should be welcome since the government errs so often, they need instruction rather than echo chambers, is now being made suspect. And indeed, we had the situation when the Patriot Act was passed shortly after 9/11, where the then Attorney General said anybody who criticized the Patriot Act was aiding and abetting the enemy. You know, it's this delusion that causes the President Obama to say he doesn't understand why people in Afghanistan or Pakistan are trying to kill our soldiers just because we're trying to shoot them, you know? And maybe it's because if we stop shooting them, then they wouldn't be protesting with violence. And maybe if the government obeyed the Constitution, they wouldn't get the extreme speech. And I don't want to suggest that we're at the precipice of justifying, you know, violent revolution. But we never should forget that in that Declaration of Independence that Thomas Jefferson wrote and all of our founding fathers subscribed to, it says, when a government evinces a consistent train of action that displays an intent to reduce us to vassals, there's not only a right, a duty to change and overthrow the government and to supply a new dispensation that will protect our liberties. And the government's got to recognize you cannot continue to try to oppress all of our opportunities to speak and to argue and to display total and complete opposition to what we think are vandalizations of our constitutional rights and expect to retain power. One of the things that I think is most unfortunate because of the historical ways in which it was, in some respects, was discredited, we need to go to the impeachment power. You know, Congress needs to stand up to the plate. The members should be impeached themselves if they're not honoring the Constitution, and any president of the United States who says that he can use the military to arrest us because he says that he suspects we're substantially aiding, you know, Al-Qaeda or Taliban. We don't have a right to rebut it. There's no trial. There's no accusation. We just get to rot.
Yeah, why would Congress
not stay?
Why? And, I mean, there's several questions here, but it's all intriguing and is the big issue of the day. Why would the Congress try to give the president the power of a dictator? But before you go there, Ron Paul, the congressman, the presidential candidate, was on my radio show last Tuesday. And the video of it's gone around the web. It's been seen millions of times. It's radio / TV. And he said, but basically what you've said, but he said the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, establishes martial law in this country. And that's what Jonathan Turley said. That's what basically what you've said. And literally more than 200, if you go to Google News and type in Ron Paul, Alex Jones, from that interview, more than 200 newspapers, CBS, ABC TV,
basically said Ron Paul's an extremist and dangerous, and groups said that's why he's being kicked out of the upcoming debate.
We'll be right this back, folks. Stay with us. We have a special guest straight ahead. It's Friday edition.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, here is the deal. It is Friday. Sometimes I let the globalist tyranny get me down, but I should be very positive. It's these type of struggles that separate the mice from men, and that give people a chance to decide what they're going to serve, good or evil. It really is a fight between good and evil, as my guest said the other night when I had him on the TV show, Joe Joseph. We're going to him. He works for the Department of Defense in the highly classified areas. We'll just leave it at that. As a high-level national security clearance. But he pointed out stuff that was marked sensitive but was public on DOD bid sites. And about an hour after we went live with it, they jerked it down. But we had saved it by then. And it deals with the plan for the Red Force versus the rest of the public, military manning the camps, taking over every facet of society. It couldn't be a bigger piece of news. In some of the other news, there's an article out today. It's up at InfoWars.com, also DrudgeReport.com. TSA does additional screening for holiday cakes. Sometimes they just take the whole cake and eat it. Other times just cut a slice out. Other times they deem cupcakes security threats and eat them, I guess. We've got all of that craziness going. Also, the head of the IMF urges member states to boost funding, including the United States is giving them money. Elder Bush has endorsed the globalist Mitt Romney, Mr. Carbon Tax, Mr. Open Border, Mr. Abortion. So, of course, Mr. Rockefeller Republican endorsed him. And the Republican establishment is decrying Ron Paul because he's an actual libertarian, constitutionalist, classical conservative. We've got all of that going on. And in more TSA news, I mentioned this, but it's big. Congress has funded massive expansion of TSA checkpoints all over the country, complete with MP5 submachine guns, dogs, everything. And they say they're just going to randomly search you everywhere. I mean, it's you want to live under a federal dictatorship? Well, they're happy to do it for you. Why is all this coming? Because you think the economy's bad now? The New World Order plan is to destroy the economy. Another big report out here that they got studies showing that Americans are scared to fly thanks to TSA. Yeah, I've talked to bus drivers and looked up the numbers. There's more than double the buses being used than there were just 10 years ago. I mean, you drive around the interstate highway, there's just buses everywhere. And feds are like, you think you're going to get away that way? We're going to rope your family there. And I've got articles now where there's more knock and talks where the feds are with the police, sometimes military, and they say, we're here to look at your guns. And they just shove their way right in the house in places like Boston. Pull it up. Well, that can't happen in America. Oh, really? Oh, really? Pentagon gets the go-ahead for offensive cyber wars in the NDAA. Here's that article out of the Associated Press. Desert toting traveler thinks TSA takes the cake, and it goes over all of that. Here's another one. We won't have time to play this clip, but it's up at InfoWars.com from CNN. Congresswoman, TSA screeners should stop impersonating federal law enforcement officers. They've got a new piece of legislation called STRIP. That's the thing. A federal marshal or even the out-of-control FBI can't go to a park and say, you might be a terrorist, prior constraint, guilty until proven slave, I'm going to touch your pants on the outside. That's sexual assault. I'm going to go in your pants. That's aggravated assault. But TSA, I've had TSA agents tell me, I'm going to go in your pants now. And I told the guy, okay, go ahead, I'm going to sue you. So he didn't. But he just kind of patted around. But plus, I wanted to see what they do. And he said, it's my administrative privilege, and I've had a background check. Well, my goodness. See, we're all guilty, we're all criminals, we're all scum, but the government, they're good. And then you've got them going crazy, raping people, robbing, stealing, every form of craziness, hitting on women, laughing at their naked body scans, lying about the fact that they saved the images, that got confirmed, lying about the radiation level, lying about stripping old ladies. It's a culture of total lying. And this is make it or break it. They want to break our will. But you notice, their groping is waking everybody up. So this is one of the big unifying issues for liberals, conservatives, you name it, where people understand that this is not a good direction that our country is going in, and it's also a giant federal power grab. So we've got those reports. We're going to our guests here in just a moment. Continuing, Bachman campaign lies about Iowa, says that she's tied with Ron Paul, even though she's got 2.77%, and Ron Paul's as high as 30 in some of the polls. And rising under attack. See, again, that shows the so-called mainstream media isn't the agenda setters. But they got the black boxes, though. There'll be fraud later. Don't worry. Continuing, Paul's position, play well in Iowa, Wall Street Journal. Again, CBS News says he's Teflon. And it goes on and on from that point. Let's go ahead and go to our guest. If you just joined us, Joe Joseph was on with us for about 30 minutes the other night on the nightly TV show, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock. And it was he and his wife kept sending us emails saying, look at this Department of Defense contract. Look at that one. This is all public stuff. But about an hour after our article went up, we did our interview with him at InfoWars.com Wednesday night, it was taken down. The documents about the military to run and NORTHCOM to run, the continuity of government collapse and the FEMA camps and the Blue Force versus the public. They pulled it and put a message up that we've got in a subsequent article saying, Department of Defense employees, you're not supposed to upload classified material or even sensitive. So I guess the message is, and I haven't talked to Joseph since then. So, Joseph, what do you make of this? Have you had repercussions? Because as you pointed out, you didn't talk about any classified stuff, you know, not about the things you're involved in. You as a citizen are allowed to contact a talk radio person and say, hey, do you see this public thing and break down how important it was? And it is big news, obviously. And they pulled it. What do you make of that and what's happened since we talked to you 36 hours ago or so?
No, Alex, it all comes down to accountability, and that's the only thing that I'm trying to achieve here, is to hold these people to account for taking away our liberties and freedoms. I mean, this is ridiculous stuff, and I want to point out, yeah, they pulled it. I have no idea why they pulled it. It's an open source document, and if you go through fbo.gov, which is a free open source website that the public can go on, much like the CBO. You can go to the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, and go and look at all the congressional numbers. All this stuff is open to the public, so it was a bit troubling to me to see that they pulled it down. And now, you brought up source selection sensitive, which is on the document, and then next to it, it's FAR 3.104. If you look up FAR 3.104, that has to do with procurement integrity. All that says is there's guidelines that you have to follow as a contracting entity within the federal government to properly put this contract out for bid, probably because it's an umpteen million dollar contract, and I don't even know how much it is.
Oh, this thing's got to be in the tens of billions, how gargantuan it is.
Well, I don't know. I'm not privy to that kind of information, but I'll tell you how I stumbled upon this and where it really got me is when you were talking about the KBR and the reactivation of FEMA camps. And my wife came to me and said, you know, well, this is what Alex is talking about, and he's got some inside documents from KBR. And I says, well, you know, sometimes getting that kind of stuff from a contractor is a little shoddy. But anytime a contract's been awarded, there has to be a solicitation notice. So let me go look for the solicitation notice. Now, I didn't originally find the solicitation notice for KBR because the first thing that popped up when I searched Department of Homeland Security was this. And I was like, holy smokes, man, this is crazy. And it's first, you know, it's important for the government to have a continuity of government plan, much as it's important for all of us to have a plan to fall back on. Like, for
yeah, this isn't like if a meteorite hits or there's a 12.5 earthquake that splits the country in two, like it's happened before with the Mississippi River. But no, this, as you explained, it's right there. This is a battle plan against the people and a total takeover and a suspension of the system, just as PDD 51 that Bush signed, Obama continued, says Congress is suspended for any reason, including economic.
Well, the document in and of itself is only one piece of the puzzle, but it's interesting how they put the entire puzzle out in about 1 month's time. And it's one sentence in the original document that puts it all together. And it says additional efforts of operations division includes geospatial information system, which is like a battlefield awareness type of thing. Blue force situational awareness. That's how you identify friendlies. And command, control, communications, and compute. These are all warfare terms. So my question is why, for a continuity of government operation, are we using battlefield terminology on our own soil? And then, if you tie that in with S-1867 makes America a battlefield. Oh-ho! Well, now we know why that language is in there. It's because they go hand in hand with one another.
But when I've had the Marine Corps drills that are on tape, they had 12 years ago red versus blue, and the militias they were practicing fighting in America in the drills, and we have it all on tape, the Marines of the Blue Force fighting the Red Force.
Absolutely right. So, I mean, it's troubling. It's extremely troubling, but it's certainly nothing for people to fear. And that's the one thing that I want to put out. I do this out of a sense of duty. One of my heroes is Martin Luther King. And he once said, you know, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular, but he must do it because conscience tells him it is right. And we cannot be silent in these days, folks. This is the time to stand up. I know one of the prevailing thoughts when you start diving down the rabbit hole is you start to feel alone, because anytime you try to approach coworkers, and I know you had active duty military and police calling in, and they talk about just how hard it is to try and awaken their coworkers. And you have to make them feel like they're not alone. 2006 New York Times poll came out where 81% thought that there was something hokey about 9/11. But do you hear that kind of people speaking out about it? No, because when they go to their moms or their dads or their family members or their coworkers, they get looked like they got three heads on their shoulders. And so they be quiet. You know, they quiet them down because they don't want to feel like a freak. They care what other people think.
And this is my issue. I've reached the point now even more than before. It's not abnormal that I'm jealous of my liberty. That those are hard fought and hard won. And we need to be aggressive with people when they try to stomp on us, because the system is openly trying to break our will and train us to be prisoners. I mean, this is a conscious program.
You had probably one of the best interviews last night that I've heard in a long time, and that was with Bruce Fein, and he laid it all out for people as far as what is truly going on. I mean, this is empire. If you look back through history, this is what empires do. This is nothing new. This is just the latest version of empire. So it's up to us.
And he talked about how they want to shut any competition down, any power source, whether it's a big church that even serves them, gun owners, factories. The empires always seek to shut everything down as a control freak measure, as an instinct towards domination.
Absolutely right. You know, the American people have shown great restraint through all this. And, you know, the question that I always have is, what are the elitist and special interests trying to achieve by this? JFK said it best, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. What are they trying to do?
They want a violent revolution.
It's unbelievable. And just so everybody knows, too, S-1867, or the NDAA, has not been signed by President Obama yet. So call the White House. You know, 202-456-1111. Call the White House. Tell them don't sign the bill. You know, flood them with phone calls.
Now, since you came on here, they pulled the document, but nobody's talked to you at the Department of Defense now?
No. Everything that we're talking about here, Alex,
no,
is
I know.
Legal.
I like the fact that you're bold and out in the open, because you know, this system, it's like a mind-controlled police and bureaucrats. They act like you're guilty, and when you, like, break the trance and go, hey, buddy, I'm not a criminal. Stop acting like that. This is America. They'll seem to kind of shake their head. I mean, it's like they've got them in, like, a routine or something.
One thing Mr. Fein pointed out yesterday was that people in government do not like accountability. They don't like to be held accountable about things. But we have to hold their feet to the fire. We have to do that kind of stuff. Public servants serve the people. The people don't serve the servants. It's not that way. It doesn't work that way. They are not slave masters. And people have to understand that over the years, this programming has taken effect to where police officers and government officials and members of Congress feel entitled to this respect that they're not due. I mean, you should be proud that you serve the public, but it's a sacrifice. It's supposed to be a sacrifice. You're not supposed to profit off it. You're not supposed to have a power grab from it. It's a sacrifice. And that's the way that I feel, and that's what my job – that's when I talk about – being a veteran or anything like that, it's a sacrifice. You give up years of your life for what? To hopefully keep liberty and freedom for everybody. But what a lot of people are coming to find out, especially in the military, and thank God they're donating in droves to Ron Paul, is that they're, what are they fighting for? You know, RT just came out with a news piece that says suicides are more suicides than there are war deaths now.
No, it is. The last number I saw is it's six times, some numbers were even higher, the former record number. They're having more people commit suicide now than in World War II, when there was 5 to 6 to 7 times the number of people in the military. I mean, people are committing suicide. We're in a depression. The economy's falling apart. Everybody's freaked out. the government, the media, these paid whores keep telling us everything's fine, and it's just going to get crazier and crazier and crazier from this point. But you know, the good news that you brought forward, and I see it as well, is you were saying about half the people in the Department of Defense you talked to are really awake now, and that those numbers are growing. The other half, 25% are just gung-ho and will jump off a cliff if they're told to, and the other 25 just aren't, you know, aren't really that smart, I guess. So that's about what I'm seeing. In fact, I found people that are on the inside know that stuff's wrong even more than the general public.
Right, but 99%, just like, you know, Occupy Wall Street, that number is very key. 99% of people within government, they just want to go home to their families. You know, whether or not they support the policies of this dictatorship, or they are awake and just silent. They just, at the end of the day, they want to be left alone. They don't want to be involved in all this kind of garbage, but they don't want to exactly stick their necks out either. And that's the problem. We're past the point of, well, am I going to be safe?
No, you're not going to be safe if you don't say no to this. Did you hear the police officer, and I've talked to a bunch of them, I mean, one of the famous guys that saved a bunch of people, where the FBI said, we'll kill you and your wife if you question Oklahoma City?
Absolutely.
I mean,
it's a shame.
I mean, that's the real level of what we're facing. And, you know, it's the same FBI, the same crew that did all that. They're in charge again right now.
Unbelievable.
I mean,
stuff.
That is so creepy, folks. People are like, well, you better be scared then. No, we better stand up to these people. I mean, the same ones that did Fast and Furious to blame our precious Second Amendment. The enemy is in control of the country.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Pustavsky shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round. How to grow extremely nutrient-dense food and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Look at this article up at InfoWars.com. Genetically modified mosquitoes to be released in the U.S. for the first time. Remember 3 years ago, we played the clip of a speech that Bill Gates gave where he's all invested in this and he released GMO mosquitoes in the audience and they all thought it was funny. That boils down the mindset of these people. Doing stuff to you don't know about. Adding stuff to your water, your food, playing games, scientific dictatorship, control freaks. They're coming out with an HIV vaccine that's got all sorts of bad things connected to it and the trials and different companies. I mean, we are in a brave new world. They're coming out with food that has vaccine grown in it naturally, pharmacological crops where you can't get away from it. I mean, our naivete is what's empowering this. And we're talking to our guests in this segment, the next, Joe Joseph, Department of Defense, civil servant, Navy veteran, before that. And he's saying a lot of people in the military are awake. You know what shocked me, Joe, was when I had that Oklahoma City police officer, canine unit fellow on, Marine Corps, Vietnam veteran, whole nine yards. And he talked about some of his buddies that were murdered by the FBI and all the rest of it. And we've talked to other police who also investigated it and were threatened. And Department of Defense people who were there, the bomb squad, threatened by the feds. And imagine you're a DOD bomb disposal, and the FBI and ATF walk up and go, "You're asking about these other bombs? Your daughter goes to school here. We're going to kill her." I mean, I don't know how people just sit there and take that. I mean, I'm not saying these cops are wimps or whatever. That hasn't happened to me. I can just tell you right now, it's not even a question of courage. I got a problem. I mean, I people threaten my family. I get very aggressive very quickly. And that's just the way it is. I mean, that's normal. You come up to a mama that's got her baby raccoon and try to get the baby raccoon. I mean, the raccoon will tear a man to pieces or a hunting dog. I mean, it's just any animal defends its young. A rat will do that. And but I mean, it just shows the evil. But he said, oh, yeah, almost all the police know. Years ago, they wouldn't say. But now almost all of them know the government did it. I mean, here's a whole department of cops standing there knowing the FBI was there and did it with the ATF. And they're all scared of them because they're threatening to kill them. I can't believe that people bow to such authority when it's obviously evil.
Fear is such a paralyzing feeling, and when you enter children into the mix, especially if you're a parent, it will almost certainly freeze you in your tracks.
And they just bombed kids there, so they were letting them know we will kill kids. Yeah.
Right. Well, see, one thing that gives me strength is my spirituality and the fact that I believe truly that we are caretakers of the children, and they really belong to the Creator, to God, and that He's going to take care of them one way or another. You know, you kill them, He's going to take care of them. And I'll bet you what goes around comes around. That's just my personal feeling.
Oh, that's how. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? What goes around comes around. There's going to be a day when these people, all of these scumbags, have to answer for what they've done. And it may not be today or tomorrow or a year from now, but one day they're going to have to do it. And I gain strength and solace from that, just that fact alone. But, you know, one of the things that you have to do when they do that is stand up to them. Put the barrel of the gun on my forehead. You want to know something? You better pull the trigger, because if you don't, you're in big trouble. And that's the way you have to attack this thing, is from a standpoint of don't let them push you around.
No, it's no surrender. You have to commit, and that's the end of it. Say, God, it's in your hands. Fire torpedoes.
That's right. And the biggest thing, if there's one thing I can tell everybody today, you are not alone. You're not alone. So don't feel lonely in this fight.
That's right. It's a small group of criminals at the top that killed those kids at OKC.
That's right.
And if we just stop, it's like watching a little bitty chihuahua, even a big dog, it'll dominate them. And the big dog, it's all a mind game. If it ever realized, it's the big dog. It's got teeth an inch long. The little dog has teeth that aren't even a centimeter long.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.